This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, July 11th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. America First at USDA. FY26 funding advances and tomato tariffs delay sought. Rollins issues America First memo to USDA staff. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins wants USDA to prioritize U.S. companies and people in the spending of taxpayer dollars. Foreign competitors benefit from USDA-funded projects receiving loans that support overseas businesses and grants that enable foreign competitors to undermine U.S. economic and strategic interests, she says in an America First secretarial memorandum posted this week. The memo directs personnel to provide information within 30 days about arrangements or sub-arrangements involving foreign persons or entities. It also says any future arrangements must be reviewed by the Office of Homeland Security, the Office of General Counsel, and the Office of the Chief Scientist. Every dollar will be scrutinized and stopped if determined to not be in the best interest of the nation's agricultural community, which nourishes, powers, and clothes the American people, Rollins' memo says. Negotiations will be necessary on House and Senate ag spending bills. Senate appropriators are hoping to move the USDA FDA funding bill to the floor, along with two other appropriation bills. The full Appropriations Committee advanced the fiscal year 2026 Agriculture, Rural Development, FDA, and Related Agencies Bill on Thursday in a 27-0 vote. Now, take note, the bill has some key differences with the House version. The Senate version funds Food for Peace at a slightly higher level that requires an analysis before moving the program into USDA. It also increases funding for WIC while maintaining the cash value benefit for fruits and vegetables. Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair John Hovind of North Dakota said the goal is to bring three bills to the floor at the same time. Agriculture, Commerce, Justice and Science, and Legislative Branch Appropriations. While both the agriculture and legislative branch bills sail through without many hiccups, the committee went into an extended recess in an attempt to find a compromise on language related to the site of the FBI headquarters. Coalition calls for more time on tomato dispute. A coalition led by U.S. Chamber of Commerce is urging Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick to hold off on pulling the U.S. out of an agreement suspending tariffs on Mexican tomatoes. Yesterday's letter marks the chamber's first public foray into a dispute that pits tomato growers, mostly based in Florida, against importers and growers with operations on both sides of the southern border. Terminating the agreement would likely have widespread repercussions on the U.S. economy, affecting agriculture, warehousing, logistics, grocery, and restaurant industries, the 31 industry groups write. The decision could create challenges for the U.S. economy. We therefore urge you to pause this decision to allow time to negotiate a new agreement. Now take note, the correspondence is only the latest action in a string of lobbying efforts from both sides of the dispute. Efforts have ramped up in recent days and weeks as the deadline for U.S. withdrawal approaches on Monday. You can read more about the lobbying battle at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Government must explain reasoning on release of RIF plans. The judge handling a challenge to federal agencies' reorganization plans has ordered the government to explain why it shouldn't have to submit its plans to the court. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston ordered the federal government to file a response to the plaintiff's request for discovery, which seeks copies of 40 separate plans from 17 agencies for reductions in force. The government had argued that the plans were not subject to disclosure under the deliberative process privilege. The judge indicated she does not agree with that argument and that the court is not inclined to order the near total redactions sought by the government. The Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that agencies could move forward with the RIF plans, but pointedly said it was not ruling on the legality of the plans themselves. Lawmakers seek expedited approvals for screwworm treatments. 8 Republican House members are asking the Department of Health and Human Services to use emergency authority to speed approvals for antiparasitic drugs that can be used to treat livestock infested with New World screwworm. In a letter, the lawmakers told HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. several cattle drugs can be used to treat screwworm infestations, but they lack the proper labeling for legal use. While there are 2 products labeled for use in cases of screwworm, many more have similar, if not exact, active ingredients, modes of administration, and availability, they wrote. These drugs may prove vital in the battle against NWS, but without appropriate labeling, veterinarians and producers are left without the legal clarity to deploy these treatments quickly if in an outbreak scenario, the lawmakers said. Now take note, USDA announced Wednesday evening it was closing ports on the Mexican border to shipment of cattle, bison, and horses due to confirmed outbreaks less than 700 miles from the U.S. border. Here's today's final word. House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson is aiming to move Farm Bill 2.0 this fall, but Democrats may not be quick to negotiate, according to Representative Sheree Tanderdahl, a committee Democrat who represents the Detroit metropolitan area. Cutting nutritional programs in a cruel way to take food away from the hungry doesn't put us in the right frame of mind to work on a bipartisan way to get this farm bill done, Tanderdahl said, referencing nutrition program cuts and budget reconciliation. I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing for what you call the skinny farm bill, he added. You can hear more from Tanderdahl, Tara Smith with Tory Advisory Group, and Arlen Suderman with Stone X on AgriPulse Newsmakers, which will be posted online today. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, July 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dalley.